Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today we're going to speak to Thomas of Domaine Alicassis, in this case, Leira. So bonjour, Thomas. How's it going?
Bonjour, Max. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. What about you?
Good to hear that. I'm excellent. Thank you.
Perfect.
So we are going to talk about another XO today. So what are we looking at today? What are we tasting?
Yes, today we have decided to taste and open a bottle of our Cognac Leira XO Elite. So it's part of our Cognac Leira brand, our Cognac Leira branch, which is our estate located in Fimbois, Cru, 92 hectare estate to be precise, only composed of uni blanc grapes, and it's a single estate cognac. So everything is done on site on the estate, the harvest, the distillation, the aging, the blending, and the bottling as well. It's quite old cognac, the XO Elite. We have several XOs on the range. The first is the XO Ordage, and this is the second one. This one is older, is the XO Elite. You know, XO has to be minimum 10 years, but we use cognac over 35, 40, even 45 years on this for this blend. So it's quite an exclusive cognac here. We do not produce too many quantities or sell too much bottle. It's quite exclusive one. And it's the same distillation as the whole range of Cognac Leira we have. I mean, it's distillation with the lees. So with the fine lees of the cognac, of the wine, is very important.
Can you perhaps quickly, just for our listeners, could you perhaps explain what you mean by that with the lees? Can you explain that process a little bit?
Yeah, sure. It's a bit technical, but you know, the cognac is produced only with the wine, which is white wine fermentation of the uni blanc grapes. And during this fermentation process, we have a natural yeast content into the grapes, and we also add yeast to start the fermentation and to make the fermentation a bit quickly. And after the fermentation, which is the transformation of the sugar into alcohol, we have the dead yeast standing on the bottom part of the wine. So there is two options then to make the distillation. You can blend your wine and keep this dead yeast for the distillation into the wine, or you can separate the clear wine and only use the clear wine. So there's two different methods in order to get two different results. And as we are looking for more aromatic cognac, more flavors, we decide to keep the yeast in the wine we distill. So it's a bit more technical. This creates a bit more work at both the wine cellar and the distillation room. But we are very happy of the results for long aging of cognac, because after 30, 40 years, we still have a lot of aromas in our cognac thanks to this method. Not only, but this is part of the reason.
Thanks. That's a fantastic explanation.
Great. So we do this double distillation, and then we only, of course, extract the best part of our distillation to start the aging. Same as for other cognacs of the Leira range, we use only French oak, medium to high toasted level that we are getting from a local cooperage based in the Cognac region. And we use mainly 400 liters, a little bit of 350, but mostly 400 liters cask. And the aging starts with about 4 to 6 months maximum of aging in new cask, and then a long time in old barrel. So the idea is to bring some oak and vanilla flavors at the beginning, but not too much concentration of oak.
Not too much, especially with Fimbois, right?
It's important to keep the balance, because the Fimbois are very delicate and fine aromatic cognac, and they do not support too much oak, as one of the difference with the Grand Champagne cognac. But still, as we are on a very chalky soil, even we are in Fimbois, our domain is very chalky, and this gives a very good aging potential. So we can keep our cognac for a very long time. This is why we are able to blend such old cognac, which is very good balance between the oak, the powerful aromas of chalky soil, and the balance and the finesse of the Fimbois.
Before we talk about the taste, let's talk about ABV. What's the alcohol degree here?
The alcohol degree here, the ABV, is 40%. Yeah, it's just 40%.
So it's all Leira cognacs at 40%?
No, I would say most of our cognacs are at 40%, because for most of them, this is the perfect balance between alcohol and flavors that we manage to have after blending our cognacs. And we also have a very, very old cognac, our extra cognac, which name is Glory, that we have not reduced with any water. So it's just naturally blended at 45%. It's what we call a brut de fût.
Yeah, cask strength.
Cask strength, yes, in English, that's it. But for the XO Elite, when we do the blend of this cognac, we take some samples from the cellars at different alcohol level, alcohol degree, and then we make a blend of a sample and we taste it at different level of alcohol, starting from, it depends, maybe 50, 48, 46, 44, down to 40. But all the tasting we have done with this batch has been better with the 40%. So we decided to bottle it at 40% after tasting.
So how many different vintages, how many different barrels did go into this blend? Is it like 5, or is it more 20 or 40, or do you have an idea?
It's between 12 and 15 in average, you know, from one batch to another. The cellar master can change a little bit the recipe, and this is all the secret of the cellar master, is to get the same results but using sometimes different ingredients. But here is not very complicated for us, because as I told you before, it's only a single estate cognac, so all the cognacs we're using for this blend are from our own estates, so they have all the same typicity or the same style of our soil and the way we have to produce cognac. But we usually use between 10 or 12 up to 15 different batches maximum for the final blend.
Right, great. So let's talk about the nose and the taste.
Yes, sure. So first, the color is also a little bit like our XO Horda, so old gold color, but with some brown hints. Then the nose, for the nose and the taste, the nose is very delicate. It's important to its very old cognac, so it's important to open the bottle a little bit in advance, to pour some drops on the glass, and to wait smelling during a few minutes the cognac, because the nose will change. You will have the first nose with very light flavors of citrus, of orange peel, of maybe dried figs. And waiting a few minutes afterward, you will have the second nose, which is a little bit more dense, with more spices, with more wood, oak flavors, some vanilla also. A second nose, which is more complex. Then when you have a sip, you can taste that this cognac is very rich and very full-bodied and densely aromatic, but extremely easy to drink. And this is thanks to the time. And there is no secret. The more you age a cognac, and I would say the smoother it is, it's extremely easy to drink, very round in the palate, not aggressive at all, very delicate. And about the flavors, you have even more flavors. You have cedar wood, you can find some candied fruits, maybe hazelnut as well. And what is really, really impressive is the freshness for the finish and the incredible length you will get with this XO Elite. Yes.
Thank you for all these insights. Great tasting session with you. I hope to see you soon after all your neighbors. So,
My pleasure, Max. See you soon on the estate. Yes, for another tasting.
Great. Thank you, Thomas. Have a great day. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!